On today's Piano Jazz, we revisit the archives with a program from 1985 when Blossom Dearie was Marion McPartland's guest. Sadly, Blossom Dearie passed away in February 2009 at the age of 84. Our program begins with Marion asking her about the origin of her unusual name.
How did it come about that you were called Blossom Dearie? Because it is your real name.
It is my real name, and everybody asks me that, but I don't mind answering that question. I get a chance to talk about my mom and dad a little bit.
And that's always nice.
Yes. Dearie is a Celtic name, or Celtic name.
Oh.
Yes.
Welsh.
No, Scottish and Irish.
Oh, okay.
My grandfather came from Scotland, and my grandmother from Ireland. But that takes care of the Dearie. That's the Dearie name. And I was born in the springtime, and my father gave me the name Blossom, because I was born in April, and my brothers brought blossoms in the house. My Christian name is Margrethe, which is a Margaret, is the Norwegian Margaret. It's spelled M-A-R-G-R-E-T-H-E.
See, now, I never knew that. Margrethe. Something I just learned.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that Margrethe Blossom or Blossom Margrethe?
Either one. I don't really know. It goes one way on my birth certificate and another way on my passport. I don't care, really.
And I bet the union down at 802, they probably have it all mixed up.
Yes, probably.
We won't even discuss them. Hey, how about doing a song? Let's get the thing started with something you like.
I love this song. Johnny Mercer wrote this song for me. He wrote these marvelous words, and he wrote the music, too.
See, that's something else I just learned, because I thought this was your music and
his
lyric.
A lot of people think so. I think it might be printed that way, which is a mistake. Somewhere along the way, I didn't write the music. He sent me a cassette with, and he was just singing the words and the blues in G. So I harmonized that, the melody, but I mean, it's just simply the blues, and I told his publisher that I wouldn't take credit for writing the music. But the words are fabulous. I've cut it down to about four choruses now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Jonathan Schwartz about it, and we had a little joke. He said, in a way, you can make a little deal to tell people if they want to get back into this song, you know, they have to give you a present or something like that.
Oh, gee, I don't know about that.
Christmas
See, maybe
present.
I have one. Maybe I have one in the back for you. But
okay, well, I'm sure Dick Phipps does anyway.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You can play along, Marion, if you want to. I hope you do. Dig Mo Diggly Ani, Jolson doing Swanee, several Maharani are my intimates too. I played with Mantovani, and that's a lot of strings to get through. But anyone can see my new celebrity is you. I've sung with Ethel Merman, swung with Woody Herman, played a gig in Germany with Olgerman too, nodded at a sermon Billy Graham barely got through. But anyone can see my new celebrity is you.
It was so fascinating to hearing how you put your accompaniment together, and I need to know this. Do you do it the same way, or do you rehearse it? Do you plan out the voice? Like, the voicings are so
yes,
nice.
Yes, I do. I do. I plan. Everything is carefully planned, and I play it practically the same way every time. I don't improvise like you do as a pianist. I just don't have that talent.
You know, when you went into the A-flat part, I thought, maybe she's going to give me half a chorus.
Oh, I
should have. Just do the A-flat. Just
okay.
Do the A. Just... Yeah, that satisfied
right.
My hammy instinct. Is that?
We should have put that little chorus in there.
Tell me more about Johnny Mercer. I know you knew him very well.
I did. He was a great friend of mine, and I miss him very much. Not only personally, but professionally. No one around now can write words, and no one has a sense of humor. There's one exception. That is Dave Frischberg, of course. He writes. He has a sense of humor.
I haven't heard any
funny songs lately, have you?
No. Dave Frischberg, he has a very subtle sense of humor. But
he does.
But Johnny was wild. He went off in all directions, didn't he?
Yes, but he still stayed sane.
Oh, yes. I mean, everything was logical and witty.
Kind of street talk.
Warm and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And
he didn't get overboard. Now, John Wallowich, my friend, who wrote Bruce, he's also very talented, and he writes words, but he goes way off the end. I mean, Johnny wasn't like that.
Well, Johnny Mercer wrote another song for you, or he put lyrics to one of your songs, didn't he?
Yes, one of my melodies, and it became I'm Shadowing You.
Oh, we should do that.
Okay.
I love that.
We all like this song. Everywhere you go, I think you ought to know I'm shadowing you. Turn around and find I'm half a step behind. I'm shadowing you. You lug you, I wouldn't bug you except whenever I can. You see, love you are to me love the indispensable man. Like I said before, I'm camping at your door. I'm shadowing you. There'll be no escape. I'm getting out of tape and video too. In Venice, I'll be a menace in your Italian motel. In Paris.
Years ago, you lived in France, didn't you?
I lived in Paris for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked, of course, all the time I was there. I worked in little clubs, American clubs, playing and singing. And I formed that vocal group called the Blue Stars.
Now, you formed that group.
I did. I put them together. There were four girls and four boys.
It was a famous group.
Well, we did have a hit record, a Lullaby of Birdland in French.
Well, sure. You don't still do that, I'll bet.
No, I don't. I've got to relearn it again. George Shearing wrote the melody.
Yeah, right.
And George Weiss wrote the English lyrics, I think. He's our president of AGAC.
Oh, I'd love to hear that sometime. But anyway, tell me more about Paris, because that must have been quite an experience. And wasn't Annie Ross in that group?
Annie was there, and Bob Dureau. It was quite an era in Paris. A lot of jazz musicians were there, and I used to go to hear everybody.
When was that? I mean, you
in the 50s.
Oh, okay.
That was from 52 to about 55.
Oh, that's when I was carrying on at the Hickory House. You know, not to date either one of us or go back too far, but there are things that are interesting to people who listen into us, Blossom. The fact that you always say, well, I don't play jazz, I don't improvise, and yet for a while you were with one of the jazziest groups ever, Woody Herman and his band.
Oh, that goes too far back.
Well, you don't have to say when, but wasn't that quite an interesting experience?
Yes, it was. But it was an interesting experience musically, yes.
Was that a vocal group?
That was a vocal group.
Well, was somebody like Marianne McCall involved in that?
No. But after the vocal group stage, I sat down and played the piano, and I think that's where my career started.
Really?
Because the other singing in vocal groups really is not relevant to what I'm doing now.
No, but don't you think it's all part of a piece? Like maybe if it's something that you don't particularly want to think of now, it might have been something that happened. Like, I didn't know that Woody was sort of instrumental in getting you started in a way. Maybe you'd had it with vocal groups at that time. And you say you sat down and played piano, and that's
after
how you,
that, yes.
That's how your career started.
Mm-hmm.
But as you say, let's get current and do something we're going to do.
All right.
Like Sorry with the Fringe.
Okay.
Now, you said to me over the phone yesterday, I do this at a slow tempo, so why don't you set it?
Okay.
And I'll play between the cracks somewhere.
Mm-hmm. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.